Hospital Watch. The latest news from Ashford and St Peter's Hospitals.
Now, though the Abbey Birth Centre here at St Peter's Hospital was opened earlier this year in May, yesterday saw the official opening and I popped along to the event. Now, I'm joined by the guest of honour today at the official opening of the Abbey Birth Centre at St Peter's Hospital. Welcome to Radio Waves TV personality and model, Abby Clancy. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
So you've had a tour of the facility here. What's your impression?
It's like being in a 5-star hotel.
Really?
I'm not joking. It's an amazing facility. The rooms are huge and really, really calm and energy to them. You know, you've got the bathing pools, the beanbags in the corners, TVs. You can put your iPod on if you want. Mood lighting.
Totally relaxing.
You couldn't ask for anything else, basically.
And is there anything that surprised you about today?
It's surprising because it's got no feel of a hospital whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes people are scared of hospitals anyway, and so they're all instantly freaked out when they set foot in one. But here, you actually feel like it's a bit more home from home. It's a bit, you know, it's got a really, really nice energy, a calming energy, and the staff are all, you know, there's nothing more special than new babies into the world. And
absolutely,
it should be an amazing experience for every mother, and I think that's what they're trying to promote here. Natural births, calm, safe, shush.
Well, that's all right, Sophia, you carry on. So, if Sophia was born nowadays, would you come to use a unit like this?
You know, I didn't even know units like this existed. And now that I know, it's definitely something I would consider. You know, it's an amazing atmosphere. You know, women for millions of years have had babies naturally without any drugs or whatever. So I think it's an amazing, amazing idea and great facility.
Great step forward.
Yeah.
Now, let's just quickly turn to what a lot of our listeners will know you for, winning Strictly Come Dancing last year. Was it a surprise?
It was a total surprise. I thought I'd be in it 2 weeks and I'd be out.
Really?
But I was still in it 3 days before Christmas and won. So a big shock, great Christmas present, and a perfect ending to an amazing experience.
And let's remind the listeners who your partner was.
My partner was Aliash Scoriana.
And you taught him a little bit of Liverpoolian, I believe.
I tried to teach him some of the Scouse lingo, but right, I don't know how well that went down.
Oh, and looking back on the competition, what was the hardest dance for you?
The hardest dance for me was probably the cha-cha, which is considered one of the easiest. It's really hard being out of your comfort zone and wiggling your hips and in front of millions of people. It's slightly scary.
And the favourite dance?
Favourite dance is my waltz.
That was the tens, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. No, that was salsa.
Oh, sorry, my apologies. Yeah. So the waltz was, where did you do the waltz?
The waltz was our first dance and our last ever dance.
And so you thoroughly enjoyed it?
Loved it.
And have you stayed in touch with your partner?
Yeah.
In touch yet?
Yeah.
And have you been on the dance floor since?
I've been on the, I did the launch show for Strictly, and it was amazing to be back, and I really, really loved it.
And turning to this year's competition, who do you think are looking?
I think the girls are looking good again.
Yeah,
I think it could be the second year on the road that a girl could take the glitter ball.
Right.
I think Frankie, Pixie and Caroline are probably my favourites.
And what advice would you give them at this stage?
Just enjoy it. Try not to let the nerves get to you, because I really struggled with my nerves, but just enjoy it.
And looking at your own career, where will we see you in the future?
Just more of the same, really. I've got my new Matalan range coming out. I've got a couple of campaigns coming out, which I can't really talk about. Quite a few bits for charity, bit of music in there, not me singing.
Yeah, you're right.
But exciting stuff.
Okay, thanks again for joining us.
Lovely.
Thank you, thanks. And if you were wondering who Sophia was in the interview, that is Abby's 3-year-old daughter, who just wanted to get in on the act. Now, as Abby explained there, the facilities in the centre are 5-star, so I had to find out more and talk to one of the team at the centre. I'm now with Alex, who works here at the Abbey Birth Centre. Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
And let me start by asking what your role is here at St Peter's.
I'm the team leader for the birth centre, so I'm here from Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, making sure everything's clinically working and looking after the staff.
Right. And you are a trained midwife as well.
I am a midwife.
Because that's the thing that I've learned today. It's not nurses, they're midwives.
We're definitely midwives, absolutely.
And how long have you worked here at St Peter's?
I joined the Trust in 2003 and I worked here up until 2013, and then I left for a year and I came back to this role in February 2014.
And today it's an exciting day here for maternity with the opening of the birth centre. So what does the centre actually offer the community?
It offers the community an extra choice of where and how to have their baby. So we have a level three neonatal intensive care unit. We have a fully equipped labour ward, and we also have some home-from-home rooms up there. We offer a home birth service, and now we can offer the Abbey Birth Centre as an alternative to all those places to have your baby. Obviously, we have a criteria, and the centres for women with low-risk pregnancies, but it just adds another string to our bow in terms of what we can offer.
So those that fit the category, those expectant mums, what facilities are on offer?
At the birth centre, we have four rooms, and three of those have water birth pools, so they can either labour and have their baby in there, or they can use the water just for pain relief.
Mm-hmm.
So we have mats and balls and all sorts of tricks up our sleeves to help these babies have a smooth passage into the world.
And arrive in the world safely.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, the unit has been open for a few months, and quite a number of babies have been born so far here. I believe today might be a bit of a record.
Yes, we're coming up to our 200th birth, which has been amazing. So we've been open for 5 months. We opened on the International Day of the Midwife on the 5th of May, so we are almost at that target. So we've done really well, and we're really proud of what we've achieved.
And the reaction of the parents about this place?
The feedback's been phenomenal. We've had such positive comments about the entire service, you know, from start to finish, really, and how, and that's testament to the midwives who work here. They are an absolutely incredible team, and they're well supported by the management.
So just to clarify for our listeners, the difference between the maternity unit and the birth centre is what?
The difference is that we're very low-tech here, so we offer low-risk care to those mothers who want to have a completely normal, natural birth in an environment that encourages that. That you can't have any pain relief down here other than the water and the gas and air. And for some mums, that's not always something they would want to do. But they can have the same experience on labour ward, it's just a slightly different sort of setup up there, that's a bit more high-tech.
So how is it decided whether they either come to the birth centre or to the labour unit?
They have an appointment at 34 weeks with their community midwife, who will assess their suitability against the criteria that we have for the birth centre, which is very clearly set out with support from the supervisor of midwives. So that is decided, we're quite strict. We do stick to that because obviously we need to be low risk in order to provide that care.
And in terms of what the birth centre offers, there's not many places like this in the UK, are there?
There are very many that are co-located, so that are alongside a main maternity unit. And we are one of the only ones that offers, as I said, a level 3 NICU, neonatal intensive care unit, with a main obstetric-led labour ward, and us now. But there are birth centres around the country, but they're not always necessarily in the same context that we are, being so close to the unit.
So makes it slightly unique, as always, for St Peter's.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks, Alex, for joining me today. It's clear the new centre has a relaxed atmosphere.
We do.
And you all enjoy working here.
We do. We love it very much. And I think that shows, it's demonstrated in the care that we give the women.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So many thanks there to Abby Clancy and to Alex. And if you want to see some more photos of the actual event, go to Facebook and search on the Radio Wave Facebook page, because there is an album of pictures there. So that is Facebook, and search on Radio Wave. And also click on the thumb, say like, and you can follow us.